Oh, to be sure, 'tis Enda Caldwell, the little leprechaun, and you're listening to the What Difference Does It Make St. Paddy's Day special with Holly and Dave.
All right. Moving along. Moving right along.
Welcome to What Difference Does It Make?
Hey. Thank you. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Dave.
How do you say hello
in Gaelic?
In Gaelic.
Welcome. Why didn't we prepare for this?
I don't know. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Or maybe you'll listen to this after St. Patrick's Day when you're in a St. Patrick's Day mood.
I hope you do, because there's going to be some great music.
You think so?
I know so.
Really?
I know so because I picked at least half of it.
Well, this was your doing. You picked it all.
I was the impetus.
Yes, you were. So, yeah, you've got, what does St. Patrick's Day mean to you as a Jewish girl from the Valley?
It means beer.
What's your beer of choice?
Probably.
You're a wine. Beer of choice is a red wine, isn't it?
White wine.
What? Really? White wine.
But I can always go for a Corona or Heineken or Dos Equis or Stella. Stella. Yeah, I don't. Okay. I should not say this, and I know you're not going to edit it out, but I don't like Guinness.
Okay. No, I understand that. You're supposed to drink it warm, too.
It's really gross. I had it for the first and only time in Dublin a few years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Never had Guinness before that. Yeah.
What's Dublin like? I've never been there.
Dublin is awesome.
Yeah?
Dublin is so awesome. Music all day, every day. Kind of like Nashville that way.
Mm-hmm.
Just great, fun music. You can wander in and out of pubs all day and just hear music. And it's beautiful. And the bridges and the water. I stayed near the River Liffey. You'll go with that.
Sure.
Yeah. I went for work. I went for a conference, but I stayed a few days and toured. And yeah, it's really very, very cool. You know, there's fun. There's just everything. And the people are cool.
Can you understand what they say?
I love an Irish accent. Yeah. It's Scottish that is hard to understand. Scottish accent.
Irish is hard too.
Yeah.
I find
it's really charming.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could be cursing you out and like, oh, tell me that again. Can you say that?
What do you really think of me?
I'll kick you up your arse and everything. You know.
Oh, very good. Is that your Irish
brogue? No, it's not. I'm going to edit that out.
I know you're not. Yeah. What does St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
In the past, it means I would be at South by Southwest. I was usually in Austin during that time, and, you know, shut down 6th Street. Yeah, they have like a big tent. And of course, every city in the U.S. celebrates St. Patrick's Day in some way. It's Irish Catholic, but everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody knows that people who celebrate know the actual meaning. I don't.
It's the death of St. Patrick.
And who was St. Patrick?
St. Patrick.
Is he the patron saint of something?
Yeah, he was a...
Beer? The patron saint of beer.
Yeah, as I did write down some, because I did some research, of course.
Yay!
Yeah, well... He was born wealthy, this St. Patrick, this guy named Patrick at the time. But allegedly, at 16, he was kidnapped by Irish raiders and taken as a slave. And then he spent 6 years there working as a shepherd. And during that time, he found God. God told Patrick to flee the coast where a ship would be waiting for him. And he made his way home, and he then went on to become a priest. Converted thousands to Christianity. But, I mean, allegedly he drove the snakes out of Ireland, but there's no snakes in Ireland. So I don't know. Maybe it was snakes, meaning non-Christians, non-Catholics. Who knows?
Is that what they call?
I don't know. But the St. Patrick's Day is the day that he died on March 17th.
Okay. How did he get to be a saint, though?
By converting, you know, by...
Because you have to convert a certain amount of people in order to achieve sainthood.
Don't know. My daughters went to Catholic school, but they never told me what you need to do to become a
Because you're a Jewish cynic?
Yeah, you have to create some sort of miracle. And I guess maybe that was the miracle of converting or chasing the snakes out of Ireland. Something like that.
Okay.
So we celebrate by drinking enormous amounts of whiskey and beer. Do you like whiskey?
It's not my favorite, but I'll certainly drink it in honor of St. Patrick.
Will you drink whiskey in a jar? This is my segue.
Okay.
Go. You know whiskey in a jar?
Whiskey
you know the
in
song?
A jar.
You know that song?
Sounds like a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
And then, no, it was, well, see, I remember it from Thin Lizzy.
Oh. So is that your first song, Whiskey in a Jar?
Whiskey in a Jar, for sure. Did you like Thin Lizzy? Were you a
fan, a moderate fan? But they are not on my list.
Thin Lizzy, so Irish, and they power trio, and just a rocking band though. They were so good.
Yeah.
If you dig into the Thin Lizzy catalog, you'll discover so many amazing songs.
Maybe that'll be my St. Patrick's Day celebration for myself.
Give Thin Lizzy a listen. Oh, so good. And I know Metallica did it, but before Thin Lizzy and Metallica, I guess the earliest recording was in 1951 by Seamus Ennis. Can't beat that.
Although he probably did.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Highwaymen did it, the Seekers, or Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Dubliners. And it's just a great song about
whiskey in a jar.
Oh, my God, drinking and. I mean, it's just so Irish.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountain, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, and I then produced me rapier, crying, stand and deliver, for you are me bold saver. Ho! Whack, fall-a-diddle-o, whack, fall-a-diddle-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Whack, fall-a-diddle-o, whack, fall-a-diddle-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
But yeah, they did this cover song. Apparently it was a cover, which I always thought was an original, but Whiskey in a Jar is a great way to start off your St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, maybe I'll do that. Yes. Or maybe I'll wake up to it.
And you could sing the Musharam Dama Do Dama Da, just the way that... Next time we toast with our whiskey shots of whiskey, we'll sing that.
Yeah, we forgot that today.
That refrain. I know. Next time. Bring
next
some Jameson.
Hour.
Do you drink Jameson?
Well, I would, and I did in Dublin.
Jameson is so good.
Yeah, that'll be your next birthday present.
Yeah.
But you allowed me to lead into mine.
Okay, good.
Because also, like with all of our specials that contain music that I love, I have a hard time categorizing them. I don't know, you know, I don't know what to, you know, what to talk about first. And then I realized I'm going with the super obvious.
Super obvious.
Come on.
Come on. Well,
but Thin Lizzy is actually leading me into this. It's kind of my opening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I would think, you know, Irish and your love of U2, you would go into U2.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
Okay. So we could have done a whole special on U2, but I didn't want to, you know, limit us that way.
We have. First episode. Yes.
Oh, that's true. But this time, I didn't know what to do with U2, and I couldn't. I have such a hard time picking a favorite song.
Okay. But you did.
Well, I picked a few because I went through all just the 80s albums, of which there were many.
Okay.
Right, starting with 1980.
By the way, I've eliminated the 80s completely in my list.
Oh, see, I cheated a little bit, but I tried to stick with it.
Okay.
Oh,
you stuck a little bit, yeah.
Well, good, okay, so we're varying today. We're straying from our mission statement.
For St. Patrick.
Yeah, in the name of St. Patrick.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I stuck to the 80s with U2, and I kind of went through all the albums that were released in the 80s, starting with Boy. Do you remember Boy?
Well, yeah. Didn't it come out in 78, 79?
It says 80.
All right.
The information I took was 80, and then October was 81, and War was 83.
Okay.
So consider me cheating, okay?
Fair enough.
Well, I chose Uncut Dub from Boy, which is...
Is that the way to say it?
I don't know. Any, feel free to correct me. Anybody who's listening, if you know your Gaelic. Well, do you know, it's Gaelic for the black cat. You know, Bono failed Gaelic in high school.
Well, I had trouble in English.
Okay. So I guess that stands to reason. Okay. And Bono says the song is definitely about sex. And Always Live.
I feel like he would never talk about sex.
He doesn't talk about sex.
I mean,
there's
in
certain
his songs,
things.
Like there's no like sex songs and U2 music.
Maybe this was the latter, you know, maybe I mean, this was interview early. Was later and then he just decided that this was about sex. No. He said it's actually about a woman that he had an affair with after he and his girlfriend at the time, who is now his wife, who has been his wife 30 some odd years and 40 years almost. Yeah, so he had an affair when they were on a break and they got back together and he got married. Yes, Ross. You got some information for me? How do you say uncat dub?
Uncat do.
Like a U2 type tour?
No, I just saw their wall. There's a tribute wall there.
Oh, okay.
And I saw it, but no, I didn't do anything else. They were actually there at the time I was there. They were celebrating something at Vegas. They own a hotel there.
Oh, okay.
I cannot remember what it's called. Yes.
I know my friend did one of those tours. They went in the alleyway where they dropped the bottle in I Will Follow. You know, you hear that bottle bouncing around.
Yeah. No, but if I go back, I think I'll do that. But there's a lot to do there. I mean, it's a fun city.
Yeah, I got to do that.
I highly recommend
it. Okay.
Did you know that there are two Bloody Sundays in Irish history? I did not know this.
Okay. Please enlighten.
The first one was in 1920 when British troops fired into a crowd at a football match in Dublin in retaliation for the killing of British undercover agents. But the second one was on January 30th, 1972, when British paratroopers killed 13 Irish citizens at a civil rights protest in Derry in Northern Ireland. So
yeah, there's been a lot of music about that. The Irish write a lot about that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a big part of their history.
It's a huge part. You're right. Exactly.
Yeah. What do you got?
Well,
what do you have?
Can't talk Irish music without talking the Pogues, who I love insanely. And I always play them during this time of year.
While you're drinking your Guinness and your Jameson.
Yes. Or I should be drinking Sally McLaman, which is a stout that Shane wrote about. Whenever I hear this song, I feel like I should have one foot on the table, have a pint in my hand, and I'm swinging it back and forth. I mean, more like a pirate or something. It's just
that sounds very pirate-ish.
I know, but I feel like I should be doing a jig. I mean, it's
dancing a jig,
dancing and just loving it. Yeah, Sally McMahon. It's just about a musician, and he's just traveling around, but he's drinking beers, and they're celebrating being together. You know, being in this club right now. It's a lot of lyrics here, but it's just so much fun. In my mind, I'm like jumping up on a table and singing a song.
I can picture it.
Well, Jimmy Glide, our man again, the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. He sold the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn. And they all looked very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours. Where the other man brought storm in his decks and he had too many pairs. So I sad to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving. And he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain. We kissed him as we put him on the train. And we sang him a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. Sad to say, I must be on my way. So buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can.
Yeah. And again, Shane wrote the song. But the Pogues, they got that Irish whistle.
Vambody.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, just the whole song. And I mean, the Pogues, this is from, which album? Oh, Run, Sod Me and Lash. That's the one Elvis Costello produced. And this was the introduction. This came out in the 80s, so it counts. but it was, it was my introduction to the Pogues. And the first time I heard it, like, well, this is just weird music, or it's just Irish music. But after a while, I kind of stuck with it. I guess I trusted Elvis Costello, or I was trusted.
Right, blindly we would trust Elvis Costello.
Trusted other people, like, oh, this is probably good. And then the more I play, like, oh, wow, this is, I really got into it.
Thanks, Elvis.
Besides these fun songs, there's thoughtful, there's a lot to get into in Run, Sad Man, The Lash, and a lot of dealing with, you know, Sunday Bloody Sundays and, you know, going to war and being miserable. I mean, it's all in.
Just think if their culture didn't if there wasn't this war going on, we would have so many less songs.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, it reached number 54 on the charts in the UK, but it's one of their best known songs. And the band always plays it. It's so much fun. You know, I used to think Sally McLamaren was a woman, but it's not. It's a stout. Death and drinking is all
Irish.
Of it. Oh, I feel bad because it feels like I'm like, you know, oh, this is what we think of the Irish as just, you know, drinkers who.
No, there are some very intellectual.
Yes.
There are some intellectual Irish and cerebral.
Yes.
Well, we're coming to some of them.
Yeah, and that's why I like the Pogues. I mean, it was a well-rounded version of what it was like to be, what it is like to be an Irishman. And so, but that was always my favorite song, and it makes me think of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, those happen to be the catchiest, the ones that sound the most Irish, like party Irish.
Probably. Yeah, so that's a good one. Yeah.
So you're listening to our celebration of St. Patrick's Day. We're going to have a virtual drink, and we will be back.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
Welcome back to the What Difference Does It Make podcast and our special St. Patrick's Day episode and celebration of all things Irish.
Okay, so do you remember a band, and I guess they are still around, and so whether the singer is singing solo or the band is doing anything, Hot House Flowers?
Oh, I remember Hot House Flowers. Good pull.
Oh, they have a place in my heart and my music library because it must have been the early 90s. Mm-hmm. Did you ever go to Canadian Music Week in Toronto?
No.
When I worked for Westwood One, I used to go to Canadian Music Week.
Okay.
One of the events I went to at a radio station, Hot House Flowers played, and it was just a piano. I sat right next to the piano the whole time just listening, and it was so beautiful. He has such a beautiful voice, and the songs just grabbed me. My favorite album of theirs is called Songs from the Rain. The only album they released in the 80s was called People. It was 1988.
Don't remember. What were the singles?
There were no singles from that album.
Wasn't it Don't Go?
That was a single. That was from...
Was that from 88?
Yeah, I think so.
That was from their debut.
Yeah.
That's the one I remember the most.
Yeah.
Obviously, I just
blurted it out. Yeah, no, you're right. I wanted to go with my favorites. So they were 1993. But yes, that was a single from, that would be the one that people know the most. But they just kind of, not fell into oblivion, because that's not a nice thing to say, but they just didn't, you know, they didn't achieve any greater success. But they have such a great sound, mm-hmm. such a, like the strong piano and his voice. Just have a listen.
Look out your window on a winter's morning. Your breath is steam and there's frost falling in the sun. Cast a spell upon the road. A thing of beauty is not a thing to ignore. Great song of beauty. Stand by a river on a moonlight evening. Lovers are loving and grievers are grieving. The water does a dance upon the stones. I sit and listen, I will not ignore.
Remember his name or I know. I'm sorry. I knew
I do know their names, but I won't be able to pronounce them. Can we just call him Liam?
Well, my name is Liam O'Manley. I was born in 1964.
O'Manley.
In Mount
Liam O'Manley.
Very nice.
Yeah, so Hot House Flowers. Give that a good listen when you, in fact, the whole
album,
as opposed to a bad listen.
Not just a horrible listen, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you have?
All right. Well, I'm going to a traditional band. It's just traditional Irish with me for right now.
I like tradition.
You heard of the Chieftains?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So the Chieftains recorded with Mick Jagger and Madonna. And
everybody.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. And actually in the 80s, they had an album that came out with Van Morrison. Another Irish man.
Yes. I had to eliminate him from my list. I just had too many great Irish artists.
This album, Irish Heartbeat, was voted the 29th best album of 1988. And the NME named it second greatest album of the year. And even Rob Sheffield said it showed Morrison in a livelier, more enthusiastic state than on his previous records during the 80s. Meaning he was phoning it in the 80s until he hung out with the Chieftains. They've won a number of Grammy Awards, and they've been around forever. In 88, they put out this album called Irish Heartbeat, and there's a song, a traditional Irish song called Star of the County Down. It's a love song. Someone's guy walking around and sees a lovely lady. What kind of hair does she have? It seems like every Irish lass has this type of hair.
A bob?
The color is always nut brown. Nut brown hair.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know. It seems like I hear that a lot. So this guy meets a maiden, a lovely lady, and he asks about her, who's the maid with the nut brown hair? And this guy smiled at me and he says, that's the gem of Ireland's crown. It's Rose McCann from the banks of the Bon. She's the star of the County Down.
Very good.
Yeah.
and rich town in the county down one morning last July. From a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Battery Bay up to Derrick K, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county town.
This guy decides to straighten up. The song ends with I'll dress in my Sunday clothes with my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked, right for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke. Yeah, and it's just, you know, again, a traditional, was written by Cathal McGarvey.
McGarvey.
From 1866 to 1927. So it was written sometime in that area.
It's a pretty big window.
It's a big window. I assume probably in the early 1900s he wrote this song and was picked up by the Chieftains and Van Morrison and is in this 1988 song. Again, just kind of reminds me of good old Ireland and makes me want to visit there.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Although when I go, I'm going to be smoking pipes and yoking horses.
How do you yoke a horse?
Yoke is like, isn't that like the
I'm a city
girl. Control? Yeah, I don't know. The control. Is that the control panel for the horse?
You mean the bridle, like the
steering wheel? Isn't that what you use to control the horse?
Hey, I just learned something. I'm assuming I'm going to go with, yes, you're right. And I assume it's spelled Y-O-K-E and not Y-O-L-K.
A yoke is a wooden beam normally used between a pair of oxen or other animals to enable them to pull together on a load when working in pairs.
So it's not a driver. It's not a steering wheel.
Okay. I think a yoke holds the horses together or the ox together.
Maybe sheep. The shepherds use them too.
No, it doesn't. It just mentions ox.
Sheep
oxen.
Run free.
I guess. Yes, they do.
Are they all oxen free?
Did you see sheep when you were out there? Did you shear a sheep?
I did not shear a sheep.
Oh, you should shear a sheep.
Yeah. I'll go back.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to gotta do that. So there. Shout out to the lovely lady with nut brown hair, Rose McCann.
Rose McCann. You can pronounce that easily.
Yes. Rose McCann, the girl with the lovely nut brown hair. Sally McMahon with the lovely stout brown stout.
Is a lovely brown stout.
Has a lovely brown stout.
Okay, this was my next song. I guess it's not obscure because it did go to number one in the UK in 1985. Do you remember the song A Good Heart by Fergal Sharkey?
No. A Good Heart by Fergal Sharkey?
Fergal. Okay, I'm probably mispronouncing that too. Fergal Sharkey. That sounded more English than Irish.
Fergal Sharkey.
Okay, so we're going with Fergal. Fergal Sharkey.
Yes.
Please tell
me about. Fergal Sharkey is?
He was the lead singer of the Irish punk band The Undertones, but he had a solo career after. Yeah.
Okay, I know
you
the
know
Undertones.
The Undertones.
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
I did not.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We won't get into the undertone. I could have.
Oh,
I didn't
even
think of them
list?
As Irish. Wow. Oh, might have to throw some undertones in there.
Yeah.
And have you heard Teenage Kicks by the Undertones?
No.
Where have you been?
I live under a rock, as we've established.
Teenage dreams, so hard to beat. Every time she walks down the street, another girl in the neighborhood. Wish she was mine, she looks so good. I wanna hold her tight. Get teenage kicks right through the night.
A Good Heart by Fergal Sharkey. This song was produced by Dave Stewart.
Eurythmics.
Yep.
Is he Irish or he's English?
Dave Stewart is...
Dave is probably English.
Well, the song was written by Maria McKee.
Of Lone Justice. Okay. Los Angelino.
Yes, an Angelino. I think she went to Calabasas High School, didn't she?
Could be.
Pretty sure. She's like our age.
She is indeed.
Yeah. She wrote the song. It is about her relationship with Benmont Tench, you know, from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
She had just ended a relationship with him. The second track on the on this album, You Little Thief, was written by Ben Montench as a reply to the
ooh,
I guess
like a rap
to her
battle.
Song. But she wrote the song, even though Fergal Sharkey was singing it, Maria McKee wrote it. So he was friends with both of them. And he's probably the only artist to have ever recorded an answer record in response to a call song of his own. He says, this is possibly because having recorded A Good Heart, which was about Maria McKee's version of The Split, and having a hit with it, he didn't want to show any favoritism, so then he recorded Ben Montench's response.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of stories, I suppose they could be true, all about love and what it can do to you. Highest risk of striking out, the risk of getting hurt. And still, I have so much to learn. Well, I know, because I think about it all the time. I know that real love is quite a price.
And a good heart these days is hard to find.
A good heart.
Sharkey went on to have a career after. He gave up music in 1993 and became an A&R manager for Polydor, and then he kept working on that, the other side of the industry. In 98, he became a member of the Radio Authority in the UK, and then he went on to become the British government's live music advisor.
How about that?
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool career arc.
Definitely.
You know, I really like his voice. I liked his voice on A Good Heart. I just like the quality of his voice.
Not knowing that he's Irish, I didn't think of him as Irish, but
with the name Fergal,
I didn't know his name. I had no idea. All I knew was a song.
I think it's pretty Irish.
Totally.
Yeah. You got any more Irishmen or Irish women?
Well, yeah. Let's go women. The one woman I know that I have to mention is Sinead O'Connor. Do you have her?
She's an honorable mention because
she should not be an honorable.
No, she is worthy of more than an honorable mention. But I had too many others that I really wanted to highlight.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Sinead deserves every bit of praise and acknowledgement.
She's totally brilliant, and it's unfortunate that she's a little troubled. Exactly. She sings of the oppressed. So I guess that's the Irish.
Yeah.
That's kind of the Irish way.
Well, she feels for people. Yeah. She feels for people.
I was going to go the opposite because Sunday Bloody Sunday is not a rebel song. Sinead O'Connor has a song called This Is a Rebel Song.
Oh.
Alluding a little bit to the U2 Sunday Bloody Sunday song. Mm-hmm. And actually, the YouTube song I saw, she introduces This Is a Rebel Song saying this is a love song.
See, that's the thing about music. It could be a rebel song, a fight song, a love song.
This is a love song.
I love you, my heart, Englishman. Your rage is like a fist in my wound. Can't you forgive what you think I've done and love me? I'm your woman, I desire you, my heart, Englishman. And there is no more natural thing, so why should I not get loving? Don't be cold, Englishman. How come you've never said you love me? You know the time you've known me. How come you never say you're sorry? I do not.
So there you go. I mean, that's.
She's transfixing to me. Oh. She always has been.
Totally. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
And
it sounds
voice.
Irish. Yeah. It's uniquely Irish, too, I think. You hear that Irish lilt in her tone.
You do, but Elsa sounds angelic. And it's funny, a lot of the female singers, Irish singers, have that. There's some like almost a specific kind of passion to their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the artists, some of the ones that I was not going to highlight, but who I love, the Coors, her voice also. And then Enya.
Oh, Enya.
Just there's something about the quality to their voice too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree.
They teach them to sing in Ireland.
I guess mm-hmm. so. Yeah, that's the Coors. I forgot about them. Yeah. And Enya was. I was at the Wave. That was all we played. Was Enya.
Only
Orinoco,
time.
Orinoco Flow.
Yeah, that was good. I so many good Irish artists, including.
Okay, so this will be the last one we will talk about.
Okay, good, because
Before we wrap it up.
I was actually cheating and trying to get a Brit in there, but I'm not going to now.
Good. Forget those Brits who invaded Ireland.
Yeah. I'm going, because we can't speak about something that we don't know enough. We know just enough.
Just to get
be
in
dangerous.
Trouble.
Yes, yeah.
Exactly. Just like our knowledge of Irish history.
Exactly. Yeah, we're making light of it, but we understand that it's not a light. We're not really making light.
No, not at all.
I'm going with the Water Boys.
Nice pick.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
I agree. It's good. Mike Scott.
Yes, exactly. You know, I always go with the hits.
You should.
Yeah. I couldn't choose. I went back and forth on these, so I'm telling you. So, A Girl Called Johnny, which, you know, is from their debut album, The Water Boys. That's funny. He said it's a tribute to Patti Smith, which I did not know.
Why not? We should all write tributes to Patti Smith.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember Johnny Hill. Johnny come lately. I remember her shoes like a ballerina. A girl called Johnny who changed her name when she discovered her choice was to change or to be.
So they're considered to be, the Water Boys are considered to be a British-Irish folk rock band. So I went with British is first. But they formed in Edinburgh.
Scotland?
Yes.
Okay.
In 1983.
You've been to Dublin. Where is Scotland in relation to Ireland?
Shall I show you on a map?
Yes, please.
It is northeast.
Yes, as northeast.
Yeah.
It's on the way to Iceland.
Yes.
Just make a left turn, you hit Iceland.
A left turn. So, and the other song was from the 1988 album, Fisherman's Blues,
mm-hmm.
which you know the song I'm going to say, right?
No, go ahead, say
World
it.
Party.
Oh, okay.
Which was actually the inspiration for the band name,
Carl
for Carl
Wallinger's
band name, yeah.
Yeah, he was in that band.
Yeah. Well, they say, so Fisherman's Blues, that was in 1988. Yeah, they did add some traditional Scottish, they say, country music and rock and roll.
Yeah, well, I mean, they love the sea, and that's part of being Irish, I think. It's right. It's an island.
Okay, are we just generalizing here?
Well, no, I mean, it's Ireland
true.
Is very small.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And surrounded by water.
And surrounded by water. That's not a generalization. That's the truth. So there's a lot of shipping, and that's, I'm sure Mike Scott grew up around there in that area. And that's what he wrote about. You write what you know.
Okay, you're up, Dave. It's your turn for the 1980s rock and roll quiz deck question.
Okay.
As always, I expect you to get the answer to these questions with one sentence, maybe even one word, because you know everything. Now pick.
You gotta stop saying that. All right, there's my card.
So your card. All right. Question is, if anybody, this was custom made. These questions are custom made for you. It's The Pretenders, true or false?
False. True.
Chris,
false.
Oh, no. Wait for the question. You probably know the answers without even asking.
It's a trick question.
Chrissy Hynde was once a rock journalist.
Correct.
Marcus. She was born in Akron, which we know.
Correct.
She moved to London.
True.
Wrote for NME.
True.
Did you know that?
Yes.
All right.
Did you read her biography? Her autobiography?
Oh, I did not.
Oh, it's a good read.
I should. Okay.
It's a really good read.
All right.
Yeah.
I finished Life is a Mix. What's the Rob Sheffield? The Life is a Mixtape.
Oh. Life is a Mixtape.
Yes.
Love is a Mixtape.
Love is a Mixtape. I just finished it.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Sad and good.
Very sad.
Good and sad.
All right. The group's self-titled debut album went to number one in the U.S.
I don't know. Oh, is this a true or false question?
True or false.
I'm going to say no.
Ah, very good. So no means false.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
The Pretenders, featuring Stop Your Sobbing, a Ray Davies composition, and Brass and Pocket, went to number one in the UK in 1980, but only managed number nine in the US.
Number one in my heart.
Yes, I know. All right, their number one, no, sorry, not number one. Their 1984 album, Learning to Crawl, got its name from Chrissy Hynde's new baby with Kinks founder Ray Davies.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's because
this was the album after the deaths of two band members, and that's why she called it Learning to Crawl.
You are so good at this.
Well, I...
So don't say that's not true. Say it's false.
Okay. False.
Or I'm going to have to give you only half credit.
Oh. Wow, you are a tough grader.
Yes. Though Hynde did have a baby with Davies, the album name refers to the band starting over after tragedy. In 1982, Honeyman Scott died of a drug overdose. Farndon followed in 83. Learning to Crawl featured Back on the Chain Gang, Thin Line Between True Love and Hate, Between Love and Hate, and Middle of the Road.
It was a 1-2 gut punch, I think.
Jeez. I remember that, but I didn't. Well, it says 82 and 83. So.
Who was the? Who else did Chrissy Hynde has a child with another rock star?
Well, she was with Jim Kerr.
Very good. Yeah. Of the band?
Simple Minds.
Very good.
Yes. They have a kid?
I'm pretty sure they do.
Hmm. We'll have to Google it. Yeah, exactly.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I know they were a couple for a long time, and yeah. I'm pretty sure that they have a child.
Huh. Well, who's probably not a child anymore.
Correct.
Yeah.
Craziness.
Okay, last question.
There's more?
One more. The Pretenders have been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I would say yes, but I don't know if they are.
Yes.
Okay.
You would say true.
I would say true. Fine.
The band was inducted on March 14th, 2005.
Okay. I have a lot of, there's a lot of bands that are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That should be. Not a fair process.
Well, there you go. A show.
We
did.
Thanks for listening to What Difference Does It Make?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy and festive.
All right. If we had a drink, we would...
We're toasting.
There you go. There you go. Some Jameson.
And some Guinness.
And some... Well, you don't like Guinness, though. All right.
I'll take your Guinness.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. Check us out. Social media.
Yes.
Twitter, WDDIM Podcast. Instagram, WDDIM Podcast. Facebook, What Difference Does It Make? Tweet us, like us, ask us questions, tell us we're wrong about something we might have said in one of our shows.
There's a lot.
Anything, we welcome it.
What Difference Does It Make is a proud member of the Pantheon podcast family.
All right, until next week, this is Dave.
This is Holly.
Check you later.
Over and out.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.